You're not going to read your evidence to the...
Oh, you've...
Was there any other questions?
I wasn't going to read my evidence, no, sorry.
No, we might have questions for you.
I think the only thing I thought going through was that you wanted to, under 16 of your evidence, you wanted to be recognised as part of the infrastructure of Southland. Is that correct? The regional infrastructure?
So the definition of infrastructure in the regional policy statement already recognises rail. So we are already identified as infrastructure in the regional policy statement.
I think there's a number of submitters have actually said to us that the plan that was notified was a little bit light on infrastructural recognition of infrastructure for the region, and they wanted it to be more clearly defined. So it's when I saw that, I thought, is that your intent to make sure that what was in the RPS was actually recognised through into this plan?
So if there was any change to definitions or focus of infrastructure, we would be keen to ensure that it was consistent with the RPS and that rail continued to be recognised and provided for and wasn't excluded from that in any way.
Yep. And my only other point was what I raised earlier was around, you mentioned it in Rule 42 from Section 36 onwards, was around land holding and making sure the land holding was clearly understood by...
Yep.
Right through the plan, so that was my own point, Mr. Chair.
I don't have any questions. And Morris?
No, it's all been covered, thank you.
Just, your paragraph 41, I understand the point there you're making about the volume of clean fill for a system such as yours, so we'll look at that during our deliberations, and also I think there's an issue with the definition of land holding that we need to look at as well. For an activity such as yours, where your land's designated rather than zoned. I think you can look at that. Paragraph 51, on the issue of gadgets and groins, I understand the point being made about that in terms of consistency. A gadget would have a similar potential environmental effect to riprap because it's a linear structure. Parallel to the bank, but a groin is designed to stick out from the bank and capture sediment, and could have, depending how it was designed and where it was placed, a more significant adverse effect. So I guess I'm asking you to persuade us that groins should be included in the committee activity
so,
as well.
So if you look at clause B of Rule 61, it talks about the placement or reconstruction of concrete. So the placement of concrete would enable a new concrete to be installed, because the reconstruction would cover existing concrete aspects that were there. So in effect, that concrete could be parallel or perpendicular, but it could also be quite considerably greater and more, have a greater environmental effect than a groin. It comes down to how you define the terms, but also providing that consistency and clarity. If there is an issue, like, I would be grateful that gabion baskets and groins, we don't do a lot of groins, but we do them. We definitely use gabion baskets a lot because they provide us a lot more security and stability than just riprap, even with a geotextile fabric and a depth of riprap. Been installed, the gabion baskets give us a lot more security of strength for that corridor.
Yeah.
So it's around consistency and certainty. If the council were minded that the groins were of a different scale of effect, then that certainty needs to flow through into clause C at the very least, because you can't have where these items don't meet permitted activity standards, they need consent. But a number of those listed items aren't actually provided for as permitted activities. It just seems to be, as opposed to an all other structures type approach.
Yeah. You can tell from our questions to the officers at the start of the hearing, we've identified some issues with this rule. But so I take it from what you say, the main groins you'd like to be permitted, but you're really the main target is the gabions in this case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Inconsistency between the two provisions.
Yeah, understand that. No, that's all. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The alignment.